Hi, this is John Sebastian at 11 Spoonful at the guard scene, and here's your man on the scene, Ed Bayer.
Thank you, John. We're on the scene for the National Guard, and we'll be talking to all 11 Spoonful, John Sebastian, Steve Boone, Joe Butler, Jerry Yester, and even Zal Yanofsky in just a moment after we hear one of their earliest hits, Do You Believe in Magic? On guard scene. And John Sebastian, let's talk to you for just a moment. You're one of the leaders, founders of the group, and I know you play many, many instruments, too. Guitar, harmonica, and also the auto harp?
Auto harp, what? And very poor keyboard.
Yeah.
And any instrument that I can turn up that hasn't been played frequently.
What's your favorite of all those? What do you like?
My favorite instrument's still guitar.
Uh-huh.
It's what I play best.
I see. You're one of the founders of the group, John. You and Zolly, I guess.
Yeah.
Going back to the beginning.
Yeah.
How did it all come about?
Well, it was all just the kind of thing that had to happen. We were all on the scene. We all knew each other. I'm including everybody now, not just Zolly, but he was the first one that I met that I really decided I wanted to work with.
Uh-huh.
And from then on, it was just kind of scuffling around and telling everybody that we're going to have a great group.
Yeah.
and kind of just trying to hype everybody until somebody said, okay, we'll hire you.
You know,
and at that point, it became a reality.
I see. And the first job, let me see, that was... at the Night Owl Cafe in Greenwich Village.
Well, that's the best known first job, but really, our first job was at a place called the Bazaar.
Yeah.
We played the Night Owl for about a week, and were awful, and were thrown out on our ear.
Let's go back now. The owner of the place had a funny line when he threw you out. What did he say?
He said, "These guys will never make it."
And you've had the last laugh on him, right, baby?
Yeah, but he's a pretty nice guy, so we never rubbed it in.
Yeah.
Because actually, after we kind of got ourselves together and went back to the Night Owl, he was really receptive.
Uh-huh.
And had hundreds of Lovin' Spoonful balloons printed up, which was...
We love the Lovin' Spoonful.
Yeah.
Let's take time out here for a message from the National Guard. The Lovin' Spoonful here with us on guard scene today. And we're talking to the newest member now, Mr. Jerry Yester. Jerry, you did arranging for other groups before you came to the Spoonful. I know you produced the Association's second album. What have you in mind for the Lovin' Spoonful now? Any new musical directions?
Yes, I've got it all mapped out.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of thinking about it.
Yeah.
I've decided that the Spoonful should now go into old hurdy-gurdy music.
Probably so.
No, the kind of stuff that we do is the kind of stuff that we do day by day. It's not something that, you know, we should be in the third sector by next spring, you know, of new interterrestrial music, you know. I mean, don't start with me with your new dress.
Jerry, one more thing. Let's face it, you have a big pair of shoes to fill with Zolly Yanofsky leaving the group.
We're both 10 and a half.
How do you feel that the fans have reacted to the newest member of the Spoonful?
With great violence. No, it's been very...
No problems?
Very receptive.
Good, good. I haven't met a music fan yet that didn't dig the Lovin' Spoonful, no matter what they did. Let's bring them in right now and Daydream.
Daydream.
Was on guard scene, and that song in particular was quite a departure for the group at the time you recorded it now, wasn't it, John?
Yeah. In as much as songs suggest things.
Yeah.
And you can't really plan, say, like next week, you know, Jerry was kidding about like a hurdy-gurdy. You know,
yeah.
You can't say, well, next week will be a hurdy-gurdy sound. You kind of have to take it from the inception of the song, and anything that's really original will come out sounding different.
Right, right.
The secret, one of the things is I think you can't feel inhibited at all.
Right.
If you feel inhibited because of desires for commerciality, I think you're sunk.
How about you, Steve? Steve Boone. Which record of all the Spoonful's hits gives you the most personal satisfaction?
Personal satisfaction.
You just liked them all, right? As long as they were hits.
Yeah, I just liked them all. I would hate to be committed to anything.
Well, I'm going to commit myself and come out and tell everybody that one of my all-time favorite Lovin' Spoonful hits is Summer in the City, and we're going to close this edition of Guard Scene with that song after this word from the National Guard.
Hi, this is Alex Chilton of the Box Tops at a Guard Scene, and here's your man on the scene, Ed Baer.
Thank you, Alex. We're on the scene for the National Guard, and we'll be speaking with the Box Tops in just a moment after we hear their earliest hit, The Letter. The Box Tops, and they're all with us here on Guard Scene today. Alex Chilton, Danny Smythe, Bill Cunningham, John Evans, and Gary Talley. And the fellas are all from Memphis, Tennessee. Boys, why don't we talk about music in general? I know you've all been around a while, and you've all had idols during your life on the musical scene. Who in particular do you especially dig? How about you, Alex?
I'd say throughout my whole life, I've dug Ray Charles more than anybody else.
You consider what he was doing at that time blues or soul or a little bit of both?
Well, everything he does, he is always comes out bluesy.
And Danny, how about you? You a Ray Charles fan? Or?
Not really. I lean more towards the big bands of jazz era, like Count Basie. I've been influenced a lot by Count Basie music, his style of his drummer and everything.
And yet, that's not the kind of music you fellas are doing.
That's the kind Danny's doing.
That's kind of doing.
Gives it a little different flavor. How about you, Bill? Bill Cunningham? Who did you dig the most as a youngster, influencing?
Well, I was brought up playing classical music. My mother played it or something, I don't know. It didn't really run through the family, but I always liked it. And jazz, too. I like jazz a great deal.
Uh-huh. That's a pretty varied background here. You're talking about Ray Charles and then Count Basie, big band, and now classical music and jazz. John Evans, how about you? You got something to add to that to spice it up even more?
Well, I don't know. I like baroque music, baroque classical music a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I think that I'm very influenced also by the English sounds, and I think that they were also primarily influenced by their own English folk music, which is very baroque in character. I love that.
I think really the differences in what each one of us has been influenced by has really made us what we are.
And that is a very, very successful recording group. Let's pause here for a message from the National Guard. The National Guard is the action team, the backbone of America's strategic reserve, both on land and in the air. Guard by the Box Tops, the follow-up to their great big first hit, The Letter. And it came right on the heels of that first record, too, didn't it, fellas? And yet, The Letter itself, as I remember, your first song took about 2 years until you recorded that. What took so long?
I don't know. The group, before I got into it, had cut several records, and they had all been flops, and so I suppose they were kind of discouraged and didn't feel like going back into the studio, you know?
Uh-huh. So what happened then? How'd you all get together with that particular song, The Letter? Who picked it out for you?
We went into the studio. We were trying to get in. I was pushing the manager to get me into the studio so I could be a star. And so, we went to the studio, and they had some songs that they wanted somebody to do for a second demo, I suppose. And so we came in and did them. The one came off pretty good.
It certainly did. A great big hit. We'll be talking with Neil Diamond in just a moment after we hear his very latest effort, Kentucky Woman.